From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to gather around the radio with you again today as we continue our study on developing a clear vision of prayer. And as I mentioned yesterday, I put together a little booklet under that title, Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. And I would love to get it into your hands because I think that prayer is something that we need to study more, we need to understand more, we need to learn more about, and we need to do a lot more and do it effectively according to the teaching of the Word of God. And I spend a lot of time in putting this booklet together and would love to put it into your hands free of charge. If you'd like to have a copy of it, at the end of the program, why, Jim O'Brien will be back with the contact information, and we would be delighted to send it your way. It won't cost you anything, but we would ask you to give us a donation to help take care of the shipping and the handling. But prayer is so very, very important in the life of the Christian. One fellow once said, and I will quote, "Prayer is the most important subject in practical religion." Think of that. He used that word religion. That was a word that was used years ago as it related to the Christian life. But listen to it again. He said, "Prayer is the most important subject in practical religion." And after he said that, he gave seven reasons for that, which include the following. Number one, prayer is absolutely needful to a man's salvation. Number two, a habit of prayer is one of the surest marks of the true Christian. And that's true. Think of that. The habit of prayer is one of the surest marks of a true Christian. There are many ways you can tell who a Christian really is. One of those ways is his habit or her habit of prayer, the kind of habit of prayer they might produce in their day-by-day life. Thirdly, this fellow said, there is no duty in religion so neglected as private prayer. Isn't that the truth? No duty in the Christian life so neglected as private prayer. Like I said yesterday, we talk about prayer, we sing about prayer, we think about prayer, we read about prayer, we study about prayer, but do we pray? In fact, let me just ask you right now, how is your prayer life? I don't know what time of the day it is that you're listening to this broadcast. It could be early in the morning. It could be later at night. It could be in the middle of the day. But I ask you, what has your prayer life been like today? How has your time with the Lord been today? Have you been able to see God work in your life today through prayer? Well, so many times as Christians, we neglect prayer. I remember a number of years ago, a seminary here in the United States of America took a survey of pastors on prayer. One of the questions was, how much time do you spend in prayer every day? The average pastor spent only 5 minutes of prayer. 5 minutes of time in prayer every day on the average. Think about that. That's sad. And if it's true that the average pastor spends 5 minutes a day in prayer, what about the average person in the pew? What about you, Pastor? How much time do you spend in prayer? How much time have you spent in prayer today? And so that statement that there is no duty in religion so neglected as private prayer, I believe is absolutely true. Another statement this fellow made was this: prayer is that act of religion to which there is the greatest encouragement. Now, again, back in those days when this fellow spoke on this subject of prayer, the word religion was used in reference to the Christian life. So let me sort of restate that statement that he gave this way. Prayer is that act of the Christian faith to which there is the greatest encouragement. Isn't that true? I mean, how many of you can say, wow, when I've prayed, I've really been able to see God work? I'm sure many of you can. I am certain that many of you could share with me testimonies as to how God has worked in your life through prayer. One of the things that I want to do throughout this little study is to share a couple of illustrations in my own personal life on how God worked in prayer, how God answered prayer, how God was a great encouragement in prayer. I'll just mention one here at the very beginning. The day that I was born, my grandfather, who was a pastor, and his mother-in-law, my great-grandmother, prayed that I would eventually get saved and go into the ministry. Now, they rendered that prayer on August the 22nd, 1952. Now do the math and you can figure out how old I am. But on that day that I was born, my great-grandmother and my grandfather prayed that someday I would get saved and go into the ministry. Well, I got saved on July the 17th, 1964. And then later on, I went into the ministry. Now, I did not know they prayed that prayer to God until the first day that I pastored my first church in Washington, D.C., February the 3rd, 1974. But after that first service was over, my parents came to me and told me that on the day that I was born, my grandfather and my great-grandmother prayed that I would get saved and go into the ministry. God answered prayer. It took 22 years before that prayer was realized fully, but God answered prayer. And so you see, it is true that there's a great element of encouragement in prayer. When we pray, we are really able to see God work in ways that are exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. Well, going back to these points that this individual brought out on practical religion, the fifth point I share with you is this. He said, diligence in prayer is the secret of personal holiness. Oh, beloved, I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly, that the more diligently we pray, or the more diligence we show in prayer, the more we're going to draw closer to the Lord and become like Christ. You see, we're going to talk about this a little bit later on, but in its simplest way, prayer is just having an intimate relationship with God. It is where we talk to God. It is where we fellowship with God. It is where we communicate with God, yes, but it is also where God communicates with us. You see, a real prayer life that stems from the heart of one who loves the Lord is a time where God and that individual talk with each other, where that individual receives direction from the Lord, where that individual receives strength from the Lord. And I would love, in fact, I would invite you to do this, just to sit down and write me a note about how in your own personal prayer life you saw the strength and the provision and the direction of God simply through prayer. Yes, prayer is the secret of personal holiness. Number six, the neglect of prayer is one great cause of backsliding. Now think about that. The neglect of prayer is one great cause backsliding. How many times has a person, they got saved, grew in the Lord, walked with the Lord, fellowshiped with the Lord, served the Lord, and saw fruit as the result of their service, but they gave up praying? Don't have time to pray today. And so they just started to go about their Christian life in their own energy. Well, before you know it, they got away from the Lord. They got away from the Lord's people. They got away from the Word of God. And they got into that backslidden condition where, oh no, they did not lose their salvation. You can't lose your salvation. We are eternally secure. But they just got to that spot where their walk with God wasn't what it should be because of the neglect of prayer. And then the final point this fellow brings out is this. Prayer is one of the best recipes for happiness and contentment, and I would believe that. Let me mention those 7 points to you again, just by way of review. Prayer is absolutely needful for man's salvation. Number 2, a habit of prayer is one of the surest marks of a true Christian. Number 3, there is no duty in religion or in the Christian life so neglected as private prayer. Number 4, prayer is that act of religion to which there is the greatest encouragement. Number 5, diligence in prayer is the secret of personal holiness. Number 6, the neglect of prayer is one of the greatest causes of backsliding. And number 7, prayer is one of the best recipes for happiness and contentment in the Christian life. Certainly, these 7 proposals are great proposals that we should take a look at as it relates to our own prayer life. So I ask you again today, as I did yesterday, how is your prayer life? Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, when we continue on the program, we're going to talk about what prayer really is from the biblical perspective. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.